Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled Celebrate Passover Liberation, and it is based on Ezra chapter 6, verses 13 through 22. The same officials who had sent a letter to King Darius to halt the building of the Temple of God in Jerusalem to spite the Jews were ordered and complied to cooperate fully with them to see that the temple was completed. After the prophesying of Haggai and Zechariah to restart the building of the temple and the renewed support from the king of Persia, the Jews completed the rebuilding of the temple of God 4 years after they restarted in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. The completion of the temple was a cause for great celebration and dedication. The size of the sacrifice at this dedication was woefully meager in comparison to the first dedication of the first temple built under Solomon, and dramatically demonstrated all they had lost. At the first dedication, King Solomon offered to the Lord a peace offering of 22,000 cattle and 120,000 sheep and goats, in contrast to the few hundred dedicated this time. The nation was hardly a shadow of its former self and glory after the 12 tribes divided into two kingdoms, and each was overcome by foreign kings and scattered to the winds and other lands. The good news is that a remnant were gathered together again and were able to rebuild part of what was lost. Very few, if any, nations have survived the destruction that Israel endured to emerge again. This dedication was a small but significantly important and new beginning for a nation that could have been never heard of again. But this new beginning, from this new beginning, they prospered under the hand of the Lord to become a whole and thriving nation by the time Jesus arrived several hundred years later. They were once again able to fulfill their role as a people God has chosen to who would lead and introduce the rest of the world to the living and eternal God. The dedication of the temple signaled the beginning of a renewed commitment to their place as the holy people of God as they rededicated themselves to the laws and teaching in the book of Moses and observing holy days as commanded in the law, including the Passover. They committed themselves to holiness by separating and sanctifying themselves from the sins and practices of the people around them in order to seek the will of God. God had given them rest and peace from those around them by turning the hearts of kings toward them and all the officials and rulers under them in the region. Throughout human history, nations and empires have come and gone, from the earliest civilizations to the present. There have been periods of greatness, power, and domination of a group of people over other groups of people. The United States has been one such nation that rose from the ashes of wars to become the dominant military and economic power in the world, despite some of its unjust practices and policies it promoted and tolerated. However, internal strife and division, along with unbridled greed and idolatry, and an absolute disdain for truth, can cause any nation to self-destruct and incur the judgment of God. As Christians in any nation, we must lead to heal and bridge the gaps of strife and division by godly examples of love and kindness while not compromising truth. The means we employ to achieve the Lord's ends must be open and honest and reflect the truth, compassion, and mercy he taught to demonstrate toward all people. Keeping in mind always that Jesus told his followers to make disciples by teaching and not by manipulating, coercing, or forcing people to observe his commandments. Because the same thing that has happened to other great powers and civilizations and nations can and will happen anywhere if people don't abandon the self-destructive paths they are currently on. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspectives on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to place them in the comment section or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.